It's Tuesday, July the 1st, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority has announced steady growth in the non-banking financial institution sector through its newly released quarter one stats for this year. Corporate communications practitioner Jonette Aces says the report covers the performance of insurance firms, medical aid and pension funds, capital markets, friendly societies, and micro-lending institutions.
In terms of compliance, 58.7% of those entities were fully compliant and they are classified under stage one. 91.6% of those non-compliant entities stemmed from the micro-lending sector. Common causes of non-compliance include the failure to submit regulatory returns, non-payment of levies, and the disregard of remedial actions stemming from Namfisa's inspections. Namfisa recorded 110 consumer complaints during the quarter and 89.1% of those complaints were resolved. 204,700 was dispersed to those complainants.
Still on economics, the domestic economy expanded by 2.7% in the first quarter of this year, down from 4.8% in the same period last year, according to the latest quarterly bulletin from the Bank of Namibia. The central bank's principal communications team leader, Sandra Garise, says weaker agricultural output and mixed results in mining and manufacturing slowed momentum.
The primary industry contracted despite the steady rise in activity observed in the mining sector, as reflected by stronger uranium zinc concentration and gold output, partly countered by a decline in diamond production. Activity in the agricultural sector weakened, reflecting lower livestock marketing due to the reduced number of market-ready animals. Crop output fell, with additional harvesting expected in the second quarter. In the secondary industry, monitored indicators showed mixed performances, whereas construction activity displayed a modest uptick.
On to South Africa, where the Congress of Trade Unions has welcomed the significant progress in the two-pot pension reforms since its rollout on the 1st of September last year. Over 57 billion rand has been paid to more than 3.5 million workers. While praising the relief brought by these reforms, the Federation's Matthew Park slammed over 7,700 employers for failing to pay pension contributions.
COSATU has submitted proposals for the next round of reforms to Treasury and Parliament. These include granting access to relief for workers from existing savings, workers retain full access to all the savings when losing their jobs. These hard-won reforms are the first step of a journey to place workers' needs at the center of this discussion, to ensure pension and provident funds support workers during their careers and in retirement.
Continentally, human rights activists say seven people lost their lives during anti-government demonstrations in Togo last week, accusing security forces of unleashing shocking violence on civilians, according to Reuters. The protests demanding the resignation of President Faure Gnassingbé and fueled by a worsening cost of living crisis erupted last Thursday. Reuters journalists reported seeing soldiers using tear gas and batons to force crowds to disperse. To the U.S. now, where President Donald Trump is expected to attend the opening of Alligator Alcatraz, a new migrant detention center in Florida, teeming with alligators and pythons. According to Reuters, the president will be accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who has been spearheading his crackdown on immigration. Our correspondent in Washington is Tony Waterman.
But protests have erupted over its construction, which is in a remote part of the Everglades, home to native tribes and endangered animals. Critics also worry the state won't properly protect the detainees from the surrounding wildlife, including crocodiles, alligators, and Burmese pythons. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.